I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program about Kane's very own World War I flying ace, Clayton Bissell, is episode number 52. I've learned a lot about local history over the course of this past year, and hope you've picked up an interesting tidbit or two along the way as well. Clayton Bissell was born in Kane in 1893, son of Thomas and Isabel Bissell, and as a boy lived at 114 Janeway Street. He attended St. Callista School and Kane High School, and graduated from Valparaiso University in Indiana in 1917 with a degree of Doctor of Laws. He enlisted in the aviation section and began his training at Mohawk, Canada, before being commissioned a first lieutenant in January of 1918. In July of 1918, he was ordered to duty at the front with the 148th Aero Squadron, serving with the 41st Aero Squadron until the armistice. It was just the beginning of his extraordinary military career. Bissell was credited with officially destroying 5 enemy planes in World War I and driving a 6th down out of control. These 6 victories qualified him as an ace, just like the iconic Eddie Rickenbacker. In those days, the Red Baron himself had nothing on Clayton Bissell, who would command the 638th Aero Squadron with the American forces in Germany until May 1919, when he returned to the United States. In July of 1920, Bissell made a triumphant and spectacular return to his hometown when he became the first pilot ever to fly over the town of Kane. According to newspaper reports, after circling the borough several times and sweeping up Main Street at a breathtakingly low altitude, his plane shot into view and proud residents filled the streets to get a good look at their flying ace. Clayton Bissell then made a perfect landing at the grounds of the Kane Country Club, where he was swarmed by family and friends. In an official ceremony welcoming Bissell home, town spokesman W.H. Bunce, speaking from the balcony of the Carlson Building on Grieve Street, referred to him frequently as the Birdman, and quoted from Robert Burns' Welcome to Sir Walter Scott, "We've waited for you many a day and wondered when you'd come this way." In January 1924, he was detailed as advanced agent for the round-the-world flight in British Columbia, Alaska, the Aleutians, Greenland, Labrador, Newfoundland, and the Maritime Provinces. Upon his return to Washington, Bissell was transferred to Langley Field, Virginia, in December 1924 to serve as Secretary of the Air Service Board. His next assignment was as assistant to Brigadier General William Mitchell. During this tour of duty, Bissell was one of the pilots involved in a controversial bombing that led to Mitchell's court-martial. And later, in his role as Assistant Chief of Staff for Intelligence, Bissell is known for having ordered the suppression of evidence that implicated the Soviets in a massacre of Polish officers. In August of 1942, Clayton Bissell was made commanding general of the 10th Air Force in India and Burma. The kid from Kane was a very long way away from home. But controversy had a way of finding Clayton Bissell as he rose to the top. Bissell taught at the Air Tactical School at the same time as did Claire Lee Chenault, later of Flying Tigers fame, when he was accused of trying to intimidate members of the Flying Tigers into staying in service. When rival Chenault was later offered an appointment in the U.S. Army Air Corps as Brigadier General, he asked that he be granted a day of rank one day earlier than Bissell's corresponding appointment. But in the end, Bissell got a one-day rank over Chenault. Throughout Bissell's tenure in India, Chanot complained that he left a trail of broken promises about planes, flyers, spare parts, and supplies. To resolve the personal animosity between the two, General Joseph Stilwell, nicknamed Vinegar Joe, ultimately agreed to have Bissell removed from the China-Burma-India theater. In April of 1950, Bissell drew fire for using his military influence to feather his own nest during World War II. He was accused anonymously in letters sent to President Harry Truman of selling coffee on the black market at a significant profit. An Air Force investigation resulted in no further action against General Bissell, but he retired from duty later that year. During his storied career, General Bissell was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross, Distinguished Service Medal with two oak leaf clusters, Silver Star, Distinguished Flying Cross, and Air Medal. His foreign decorations included the British Distinguished Flying Cross, the Italian Order of the Crown by Royal Decree, Italian War Cross, Polish Order Award, Commander's Cross, Chilean Order of Merit, and the Most Excellent Order of British Empire, Degree of Honorary Commander. Clayton Bissell died on Christmas Eve 1972 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, at the age of 79. He is buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.